The preceding program, Where Are They Now?, is sponsored by Art Andros and Bobby Drell of Hey Listen Communications. The views and opinions therein do not necessarily reflect those of News or Radio Company or its management.
Devin and our guests, good morning.
Good morning. Where's our buddy?
Where's Bobby?
I'm listening for him. I don't hear him.
Hey, listen.
Oh, there he is. He's doing it remotely. No, he's on vacation.
Who said he can have one?
Well, he works hard.
Yeah. Hardly works.
Well, you said that. I didn't.
I will.
He's going to be listening to the show, not me.
Where is Bobby, if I may ask?
Can you share the secret vacation?
I don't even know.
I can't even say it.
I don't even know what it's
at. It's some island. Turks and... how do you say that
word? Is he becoming a mule?
No, it's a really nice resort. Turks and something.
I don't know.
Okay.
But before we get started, I just want to say something. I want to
talk
to our listeners and say thank you to Val, Devin, Art, Bobby for allowing me to be a part of the show.
Wow.
You guys know I'm going through a...
Are you dying?
No, this is going to be the last show for about a month. I need to really focus on recovery on my knee.
Okay.
I'm going to have a third operation Thursday. I mean, as you guys know, it's going to my back right now. I'm in excruciating pain. So many pills that don't do nothing, and that's all the doctors want to give you is pills. But I just want to give everybody a thanks for that. You know, I'll probably call in and let our listeners know. If you don't hear Canine Chat, it's not because I'm not here. Sometimes our guests are so interesting, we run over. But if you have a call or a question and want to call in, 773-763-9278, you can ask any question about Canine Chat, Art, Bobby, myself, even Devin, if you have a question for
Devin's
him.
Devin's got some great, yeah.
You know, so, but thank you to the listeners, thank you to Val, Devin, and you guys for having me on here.
All right, we're going to miss you for a few weeks, but knowing you, you'll be back in about a week and a half.
That's what I did the first time, I think that's it.
What do we got? Earth Day today, Saturday, April 20th out there. So enjoy, save our Earth. Let's see, let me get all my little notes here before we introduce our guest. Oh, we can wait when you come on. We'll talk about that. Okay, that's all the goodies there. All right, that's all you. Wow, we got a lot. Let me see what I got over here.
Thank you for the coffee, fellas.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the wonderful...
Great pastries. Where are those pastries from? That was awesome.
Yeah.
These pastries are from Mama Susie's Bakery, which is part of the Toronto Baking Company. It's a bake shop that they have in their baking facility in Berwyn.
Is that Mama to Toronto?
No, it's probably a
relative. Okay.
A renegade niece.
There we go. And we have save the date, April 23rd, Chicago No Limits Fishing 2024 launch party. Ooh. Costa and the gang are having a 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. the Black Barrel Lounge, 455 West North Avenue. I think I've been there. Suggested ticket, donations $50. That's so... Beyond the Waters, you know, that big festival. We'll talk more about it. You didn't come last year, but you should come this year. We had a ball down
on the 23rd. I'm going to be in the hospital.
No. This is the pre-party, but the summer one, which he sent me to, is August 25th at Kathy Osterman. We went down there. We had a good time. They had music. They had food. And
definitely check it out this year.
You got it. All right. Let's get going with the show here. I got my quote here, from Liverpool to Chicago. Wow, we'll have to find out what
that's
all about.
It's a big area.
Yeah. He's a songwriter, a musician, and wrote the song Where Are They Now? For the opening. And he might be my music teacher today. We'll talk about that after commercials. Let's welcome to the studio live, Stephen DeLisi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Are you still nervous? We got the band coming in. What band is coming in? Michigan or Northwestern?
Fish.
Oh, Fish is coming in today. We'll have to talk about them.
Are they biting? No. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay.
I wanted to, since you mentioned the song, Where Are They Now?
Perfect.
I thought maybe a way to get into my story a little bit.
Okay.
Is to explain where the song came from.
Okay.
So I was about 2 years ago, around this time, I started listening to your show.
Well, thank you.
And I was pretty consistently listening on every Saturday morning, and there was something about it, about your show, that struck a chord in me.
It wasn't the checks we were sending you, huh?
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
We needed that one more listener to get to that number one spot. That's
right. Yeah, so I...
Wait, I interrupt you. Number one spot, we lost. Huh. We're no longer number one spot. You know who took over? Taylor Swift. She had 200 million people watch some video. How could we just lose to her?
That's just
we got to take one of her classes. She's being taught in all the colleges. It's unbelievable.
You know, you got to fight and get it back.
We got to fight. We got to write a song. How about a fight
for our right?
There we go.
Anyway, long story short,
no, take your time. We have an hour.
Okay. Well, I tell you. So I was inspired by your show. I was like, what is it?
Is he okay?
What is it about this show that I love so much? And it's a sense of community that you build.
Oh, thank you. And that's what we're trying to do.
And I like this kind of mishmash of, you know, artists and cops and athletes and people you've had on different, you know, with different a different mission that each person brings to their they talk about on the show. And I saw it, and I'm kind of a nostalgic guy too, so I like hearing the stories about, you know,
little Ricky from I Love Lucy, maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The last surviving Munchkin kid from The Wizard of Oz.
The,
yeah,
the Chicago history stuff.
Yes.
Honey Bears.
Love the Honey Bears.
It was good on the ice for Nikki.
And that nice lady you had on from the Honey Bears, her story was very interesting. And
Pat, yeah.
You know, so I wrote the song. I was inspired, and that's the first time I wrote a song that was coming from something outside of my own personal
sorrows.
Hey, don't jump the gun. He'll tell us all about it.
So I'm proud of that I made an effort to do something that's beyond typical songs I'd been writing up to that point. I'll explain that later. But
okay, and you brought your big gun here.
Yeah,
I brought mine too. But boy, I didn't know you were bringing that.
You know,
look at me. He's got the big gun. I don't know.
Well, I thought I was bringing a Tommy gun, but there's a damn guitar in the case.
It's a guitar. It's a bouzouki.
Yeah, bouzouki.
Bouzouki. But we'll talk about that later, too.
Yeah, so
okay.
Where did you get that bouzouki?
I was in Greece going on 3 years, and I left the gang behind and took our son, which, if you don't know, he's adopted from Bulgaria, so we took him to Bulgaria for a few days, and then we took him all over Greece for about 3 weeks so he could see where his grandparents were from.
Oh, nice.
I was born here, and I had gone before, and we had a great time. And I was in Athens, and these two brothers make bouzoukis, and they took over for their great-grandfather. So I was like, they try to get me a bit. I says, no,
that's
how
the
am
everyday,
I going to take
that's
it?
That's the everyday bouzouki. What is it?
Bouzouki.
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 The small one. That's
the one that you can play in the shower.
Okay.
And not get hurt.
Don't confuse it with bazooka.
I carried it on board and it didn't break, knock on wood, you know, because.
Well, you know, what's cool about the scale and the size of that, you see a lot of people backpacking with their back, they have it sticking out of their backpack. They could pull it out.
There we go.
Travelers have that kind of instrument.
I only have one problem. I got to learn how to play it. So
you bought something you didn't even know how to play it. They didn't give a free lesson there? You had the people that made the item.
They were playing some songs, but when I was a kid, I think I told you earlier, my grandfather used to play the bigger bouzouki, mm-hmm. and he kept saying, come on, let me teach you. I'm like, yeah, someday. You know, it's like, so when I was in Greece, I was storming the house to look for his bouzouki because I would have brought that one back, but I couldn't find it. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know where it's at, but, you know, he's got a brother. That was my ma's brother. He's got a sister, kids that have it, and grandkids. So maybe one of them took it, and they probably use it more than me here in the radio station.
Sure. What are you going to bring back next week, next time you go to Greece?
I definitely got to bring the olive oil, the olives, but I don't know. Nikki, what do you want when I go back to Greece?
The olive oil, but I don't think you can get the olives back. I don't think you're allowed to bring them back in.
Well, you know.
Oh, you have a place to stash it, huh?
We know a guy that knows a guy.
Okay. Bobby?
Devin.
Well, my ancestors, half of them are from Sicily, so we have something in common with the Mediterranean culture.
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
Have you been to Sicily? Are they Calabrian, or were they, what part?
A town called Termini Imerese, which is on the same coast as Palermo. I've been there once. I've been to Italy 6-7 times, but Sicily only once.
Italy twice, but
for how many times in funerals? Liverpool?
I went to Liverpool 2 times. The first time was in 1987 or 88, and I was backpacking after college with a buddy from Chicago, grew up around here actually, and we met in Sicily, and then we traveled together all the way up through different towns and cities in Italy, and we worked our way all the way to England. Long story short, we ate our way all the way up to England.
How many times did you fall in love when you were out there? Come on.
Probably 5 or 6 times.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being truthful.
So regarding Liverpool, that's a city that I wasn't expecting or planning on visiting during those days when I traveled. And when we got there, I fell in love with Liverpool. The people are really nice. The history, and I'm a Beatles fan. I grew up loving the Beatles. Took the Beatles tour, which was a lot of fun. And everybody in the town you met seemed to know, well, my grandfather or my brother or my aunt did this with the Beatles, you know, everybody.
Wow.
There's a strong pride about the Beatles there.
I got a story about the Beatles. When I was a kid, my neighbor was going to go see the Beatles, and she was so excited. So that's when they came to Chicago.
Comiskey Park, dates. Right?
Might have been. Like I said, what year was it? Do you remember anybody? Nikki
Before
or
my
somebody?
Time.
I'm going to guess 67. 65.
I was going to say 65. I was 6, so, you know. Yeah. So she was so excited.
So you fell in so you fell in love with Liverpool.
Where are you calling from?
Go ahead. We're talking to you. Steve.
You're talking to you. We had a caller come, but don't
I'm
worry
sorry,
about
I
that.
Got distracted.
He'll pop up right here.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Why did I fall in love with Liverpool?
Besides being a Beatle buff, I mean.
Oh, well, just the it being a port and the kind of the football culture, the meaning soccer.
Of course. I real love football.
Soccer. Yeah. Real football. And probably the great family that I stayed with.
Oh, nice.
Super nice down to earth people. You know, Northern England is different from London.
Were you writing music then too, or did that inspire you to start writing music when you got back?
So I had been working on music when I was a young man, in bands and stuff, but I wasn't writing songs.
Okay.
I was a guitar player for many, many years. And then I stopped playing in bands for a long time when my daughter was born.
Hmm.
I took, probably 15, 16 year hiatus from music.
Wow.
And which...
No wonder he's not famous.
That's right.
Well,
all right, hold that thought. Yeah. Let's see who's on the phone.
Good idea.
Good morning. Who's on the phone?
Hey, y'all. It's Cicada Sally.
Cicada Sally, are you coming up out of the ground? What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to hear you over here, but I hear all this talk about the Beatles, and I said, well, what about the cicadas?
Yeah, how about the cicadas?
Well,
you know, we're going to start our own rock group.
What kind of songs are you going to sing?
Just rock. We like to rock with our little wings. But
you need a songwriter for the cicadas?
I'm trying to learn guitar myself. We need a songwriter and we need a guitar player because my wings aren't long enough to get across those frets.
You know, I got bad news for you because I got your email that you were looking for Bobby. What did Bobby do to you to get you so upset? You know?
Cicada. You know, he is something. I haven't been around in how many years, and he told me he was going to dip me in chocolate and take all my girlfriends and my friends and dip us in chocolate and eat us like we were chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oh, my God. It must be another product with Windy City, huh? With John, one of our guests.
Y'all are kooky out here in the Midwest.
But he did send me this recipe, but there's no chocolate in here. Soft-shelled cicadas. 1 cup of Worcestershire 60 friendly emerging cicadas, 4 eggs, 3 cups of flour, salt and pepper to season, 1 cup of corn oil. That's bad. We got to use olive oil. So he'll
Where's
be back
sweetener?
Next
Who's
week.
Getting
those
that?
High heat temperatures, you need coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Oh.
Much healthier option.
So what have you been doing underground? Are you like the CIA, FBI? What have you been doing the last 17 years?
No, you know, I've been retired for about the last 10, so I've just been catching up on some beauty rest.
Ah, I see. Now,
don't you get that every year, being underground?
17 years of it. Let me ask you, when you come out of the ground, do you go to, is there a cicada health service or something, or a beauty salon?
No, you know, we have all that underground, just like you folks have up here. Same system, just a little darker.
Okay, all right. So do you want to leave Bobby a message and call next week so we can tell him? He'll be listening to the show. What do you want to tell Bobby?
Yeah, you tell Bobby that we're coming. We're coming soon, and we're coming to get him.
Uh-oh.
Me and all my cicadas.
Is that why there's such a big cicada march coming up? Because this is one of our biggest, you know, seasons for cicada.
I read they woke up the 7-year-old cicadas.
They woke up some of the ancestors, the elders. Oh my God!
So you're bringing them all?
We're shaking them all.
Get Bobby.
We're coming from the dead.
Okay, Sally.
All right,
Sally. I have a question.
Stephen, our guest's got a question.
Do the cicadas have a convention? Do they?
You know what, yeah. Sally? They should. If they
every
don't,
every 17 years we meet at McCormick Place.
Ah,
perfect. I'll let give you time for the next one.
Right.
Get ready for
if
it.
When you're all together, you're welcome to come to the studio. We got a big parking lot. I don't think you can come inside, all of you, but Devin, they could probably come to the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome to the parking
for
lot,
sure.
And you can come in. We love you,
maybe
Cicada Sally.
Maybe we can play you a song.
Oh, what
Speaking
song are you
songs.
Gonna? Yeah, what song are you gonna play?
Oh no! Next time you have a song, we'll have a song for you.
Okay, which song do we want to do, Steve, for her before she goes? We Will Run. Which one do you want to do first?
Yeah, let's do that.
We Will Run. We're playing you a song,
this is
Cicada
for you,
Sally.
We Will Run from Sally to Cicada.
That's right.
Hurry
we
up,
love
cicadas.
You. Have a great day. All right.
Thank you, my love.
You
want
to introduce your song?
Yeah, this is We Will Run without a question mark. Don't ask me why, because I'm a weirdo. I wrote it based on a fun night out with my friend, a girlfriend I have in Edinburgh when I was visiting her last year at this time, running around Edinburgh from one whiskey bar to the next.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, was I hungover.
And still
okay.
are.
Let's play the song.
Think about you, 'cause we're told that it's too late. Feel like almost got you in a headlock that we love. That is too great. If I drink your whiskey, will we run through Edinburgh at night? Settle down, hurry up, it's all shine on my brain. I love just about and hurry back in town.
Thank you, Stephen. That was awesome.
Yeah, we're back. Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you, fellas.
And I hope you enjoyed it, Cicada Sally. Remember, Nick and I are not the enemy. Now, Bobby, you can talk to him about that.
And Steve's already coming up with lyrics Steve's for a song for
He's
Cicada Sally.
He's going to write you a song.
Sally, I'd be honored.
Ooh, there we go. So we're
excited
ready to go.
Excited to collaborate, hopefully.
All right.
Listeners, if you got any questions for Steve or any one of us here at 773-763-9278, give us a call.
One quick thing, and then how about drumming a little something before we go to commercials? Do you want to play a little something?
Sure, I can play a song.
You want to get ready? And we're going to talk real quick about, because we do commercials in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Today is the National Record Store Day, so you can just, any thoughts on that? Vinyl's back. What do you think?
You know, I forgot it was Record Store Day, and it's a great day once a year, obviously. I participated in it about 4 or 5 years ago with my other band called the Thin Cherries. We played a gig where they were having the record fair at the Plumbers Union Hall, I believe.
Oh, that's a great place there.
Yeah, it was great. This was about 5 years ago, and it was a lot of fun. Chirp Radio, which is a great radio station for independent music, they do a good job with promoting it, putting it together, and they make it really accessible for everyone.
Nikki, call them on Monday. Cicadas, so, chirp, but got it?
Oh, my God. You're just connecting the dots.
We are. Yeah. 6 degrees of separation? Yeah. Where everything's connected?
So, well, happy Record Store Day, everyone.
There we go.
And speaking of which.
Do you have any of the old records anywhere stashed in your garage?
Old vinyl records?
Yeah, one of yours. That you made?
Oh, I've never made a...
Oh, okay.
So that's part of my story. I have yet to make a record, but I'm working on one.
Okay.
That's being mixed as we speak. I thought you were asking if I have what vinyl records I have.
Well, you know.
But to come to think of it, though, the record I'm making is going to be released on vinyl eventually.
Nice.
I'm going to do a digital release in September. I'm going to release a single... in June, called New Valentine, and then another one or two singles every month, and then come mid-September, early October, something in that time window, going to release the full album.
Is your middle name Taylor?
No.
Doesn't she do that, Devin? Release one here, release one at midnight?
It's just a, for lack of a better word, a strategy for releasing your music because of the way music is distributed nowadays. Getting enough of an audience depends on how you release it, how you publicize it.
Yeah, if you release it all at once, it might flop. Where you put out different songs, you're catching different people's interests.
You can shoot your wad, so to speak. You want to spread it out and build up to the album release.
I know how many songs Taylor released. Don't say it. Yeah, listeners, if you call us, what's the number, Nikki?
773-763-9278.
We'll get you
a
gift card.
Are you talking about
the new one, the double album. Oh. How many songs on there?
How many songs are on the double album, listeners? Call us in. You'll win a gift card.
That's it. All right. Go ahead. Do us a little string before we go to commercials. What are you going to sing here?
This is the first song not the first song I ever wrote, but it's the first song in the modern Stephen DeLisi, which I started playing music again 10 years ago.
Okay.
Up to that point, I was just playing covers and playing
So this is an original. Let's hear it.
It's an original. Yep.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Thanks for helping me cut to the chase. It's called So Many Faces.
Nice.
Somebody tells me I should take a taxi. That's when I bought a balloon. Hey, shadow, where to? Somebody sells me and tells me another. That's when I spit on his shoe. Take off and wander, the wind makes me wonder if I'll ever catch up to you. I thought I was looking at you. I stepped on some branches and pull off the stitches. That's when I crashed into you. Hey, shadow, where to?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love the lyrics.
We got a caller before we go to Patty. Good morning, Patty. Oh, look at that. The honey bears heard us.
Oh,
Patty.
Bobby, how are you guys?
Bobby's out. We got Steven here singing songs. Nikki's here.
Playing with his fingers.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Where the heck is Bobby? Not there.
Enjoying life.
I was disappointed too.
Islands. I think it's Blue Island or where'd he go?
Goose Island.
Stony Island.
Stony Island. He's in the Stony Island getting a gym shoes off their 87.
Hey, I understand you got some event tomorrow, huh? Tell us about it.
Not tomorrow. You know what? It's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
At the Tap House in Palatine.
Okay.
And we'll be book signing, pictures. It's just going to be a party.
Nice.
So everybody, come on down and just have a good time. Okay. They've got some good deals on the food and the drinks, so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Are you going to be wearing your cheerleader outfits?
She better not, because they didn't wear it when they came in here. It's not fair.
They brought the pom-poms here. Don't you remember?
You know what, you guys? People have asked me online, on Facebook and whatnot, and the uniform still fits me, but it's really sexy. I don't think I could put it out there, and it fits me well, but no, I wouldn't wear that. We're going to wear our honey bear, our jackets, and everything that my white slacks.
Okay, you send my love to everybody.
Yeah.
We'll try to come out Thursday.
Thursday the 25th at the
Tap House.
Anybody
got a question for the honey bears?
Come out, I missed you all.
I'll be in the hospital, sorry.
What's the date again?
Oh, no, why are you in the hospital?
Well, for another knee operation, the third one, but we'll talk more to that later.
Nikki, the third knee operation on the same knee. I think it's time for
second opinion.
Third opinion.
I should have got a second
question. Go ahead.
Steve, go ahead. Ask her a question.
Oh, my gosh. My prayers and positive thoughts go to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
That's really painful, Nick.
Oh, yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah. What did you want to ask her, Stephen?
Been there, done that.
Okay. I just wanted to know what else the Honey Bears are doing. Are there other events coming up?
Oh, Oh, thanks. Yes. We're going to be at the 4th of July parade in Villa Park.
Oh, cool.
Okay. On the 4th of July. We're going to be doing Please Everybody for St. Jude's. We'll be in Melrose Park September 15th for a fundraiser with for St. Jude. And it's going to have a lot of music there. You're going to have some of the Tony Ocean, you're going to have Regina Karma, oh, you're going to have
Tony Ocean's great.
People there.
Yeah, I'll plan on that. What's the date of the Melrose Park one?
September 15th.
Oh, wow.
And there's going to be some great food, too.
Okay.
It's Melrose Park.
Yeah, right. That's out in Melrose. That'll be the 15th. And we've got other things coming up, but not set dates yet. So I hope to be doing more stuff with Shriners, but they're doing one thing out far away, and I'm not going that far. But
okay.
We'll see what they're doing. So I hope to be doing more stuff.
All right, Patty, we're going to reach out to you. I think we should do a pre-Super Bowl party because this is the year that the Honey Bears are going to bring that Super Bowl back. They have not won a Super Bowl since 1985, was it?
It was 85, 86.
86.
Right.
And that's when they...
We'll let go of the Honey Bears.
I was going to say retired, but let go is the truth.
That's a bad move.
Yeah, but you know, I like this kid that they're getting for the draft for the quarterback. So we'll see what happens.
It's going to be an exciting season.
Yeah, and this kid should be really good, and I hope the Bears, you know, the organization encourages it. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Now that they own all that land in Arlington Heights, they should be inspiring to their players, right?
Don't bet on it. I think they're going to build a stadium downtown, but what do I know? We love you.
Yeah, right. I think they will. They probably will.
We love you. Our love to everybody.
I love you.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, in a Super Bowl party, I'm in. That will be the best, you guys. We'll come over.
Okay.
All right?
Done.
Love
all right.
You.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck with your knee, Nick.
Thank
Steve,
you.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice to
Steven.
Meet you, too.
And
thank you.
Right.
Hugs and kisses. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to commercials. We'll come back. We'll sing some more songs. We got to talk about where you're playing in a week or so and all that good stuff. So we'll be right back.
Since 1973, Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor, whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine. Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Family Entertainment by JJ. JJ is an Arlington Heights-based family entertainer. He is an award-winning balloon artist and clown. He is also a very funny magician and a face painter who draws quick, simple designs to keep things moving. Ask JJ about his big bubble fun and his link to the North Pole. JJ will help you plan your party by using his years of experience as a family entertainer. Use JJ for birthday parties, corporate events, schools, and picnics. He also makes childcare, nursing home, and hospital visits. JJ has been entertaining children and adults of all ages for over 30 years. Call now for party planning and pricing. You can reach him at 847-483-4520. JJ is a Midwest Clown Association Hall of Fame inductee. Again, 847-483-4520.
Attention out there. Atomic Bingo is looking for show hosts with good personalities, great part-time money, and very short hours. For more information, call 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. That's 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. Atomic Bingo, always a blast. Attention out there. Atomic Bingo.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Gephardt. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
Limo-style private tours of Chicago's historic downtown, lakefront, Mag Mile, Chicago mob, ghost, and haunted stories, historic churches, stunning architecture. Up to six people per tour, we pick you up and bring you back in style. For Chicago tours you'll never forget, call 312-841-2560. That all-important phone number is 312-841-2560.
Have you felt that your house is lacking the sunlight it needs? Are you spending too much on heating and cooling? Do we have the solutions for you? Our company, Windows Now, specializes in installing windows and doors that best fit your needs. Our beautiful casement windows, making it easy to open and close with our side hinge design and effortless crank handle. Enjoy superior ventilation and refreshing airflow while maximizing natural light. Our double-hung windows give you that classic, timeless look while also acting as a money saver, as the double-hung windows include a very tight seal and effective insulation, helping reduce those heating and cooling bills. But we don't just stop there. Our company also specializes in door installments from the front to the back. Our entry doors feature stunning designs with customizable options, so you can have an entry that your guests are bound to love. Our patio door installments are the beautiful combination of our casement and double-hung windows, featuring doors that provide excellent insulation, saving you money, and giving you that beautiful natural light. Begin your first consultation by calling 312-785-3001 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowllc.com. Again, that's 312-785-301 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowlc.com. Tell Windows Now staff that Art and Bobby sent you. Do not forget magic phrase for your discount. Hey, listen.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings' reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings' reputation rides with you.
Your disguise, your eyes.
Welcome back, listeners. Steven, that was awesome.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
That was really good. Listeners, if you have any questions about that song or any song that you've heard, or to Artie or myself, or even Dylan, Devin, call 773-763-9278.
So you're doing this in your basement? Where do you do all this stuff?
Well, writing songs at home.
Okay.
These songs are recorded at King Size Sound Labs, which is in Chicago. My friend Mike Hagler is an extraordinary engineer producer. He's been a guiding light, if you will, on how to put songs together and record them. And I'm working with his friends, John Abbey, who's a great bass player, Gerald Dowd is a drummer, and Matthew Pittman is the lead guitar.
Wow. And what's his name again? Michael?
Mike Hagler.
Mike Hagler. Okay.
Yeah, he's a great producer and engineer.
We're going to reach out to you. Bobby, myself, and Nikki are doing an album. Is it called The Spoons, or we haven't decided yet, Nikki?
The Three Ways.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about the show you're going to be at, the International Pop Overthrow in Chicago.
That festival started last night at Montrose Saloon. It runs until the 27th of April, so it's a little over a week. I'll be playing on Saturday, April 27th. I'm doing the matinee show at my slot is 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and then there'll be 5-6 acts after me for the afternoon show, and then there's a show in the evening, too. International Pop Festival started 21 years ago.
Wow.
By a music promoter in Los Angeles who loves pop music, and a particular brand of pop music that's has a strong connection here in Chicago with the band Material Issue. The name of the festival is taken from Material Issue's first album, I believe their first album, International Pop Overthrow.
Oh, wow.
And it's a tribute, you know, there's a lot of great bands in Chicago that play it, and some from out of state come. And the festival travels. Last year we were talking about Liverpool. I went to Scotland, and then I went to Liverpool by train to play the festival there.
Wow.
It's international.
That's why they call it the International Pop Overthrow.
Yeah, it's look it up. You could just Google that name, International Pop Overthrow. It'll come up on your socials, and there's a lot written about it. A lot of music journalists write about it. It's a good festival, good music. It's a fun time.
So I see the Rolling Numbers are going to be there. Are they related to the Rolling Stones? Just kidding. We got to throw a little comedy into this.
Yeah, of course.
Have you heard the Rolling Numbers?
I have. I believe I've seen them last year during the festival. I've seen quite a few of the ones on that list.
Are the Bowling Pins in there?
I don't know. That's a good name for a band. Yeah. Knock them down.
Pass it over there, and you can see maybe he knows some of the...
Tomorrow, if a friend of mine, Derek Wu, his band is playing. It's called Brother Derek, and they're playing at 2:45 in the afternoon, the matinee show. So the good thing about the matinee is you can bring kids, you know.
Oh, nice.
They have a nice beer garden, Montrose Saloon, that is, where it's at.
Where is Montrose Saloon?
It's on Montrose.
Montrose, yeah. And it's one block west of California.
Oh, okay.
It's a great venue. Go tomorrow, see Brother Derek play. See other bands. There's a lot of good music there. And it's generally excellent.
Oh, one block west.
West of Horner Park there. Yeah, I see it there.
Right there by Horner Park.
Yeah. It's right next to that beautiful strip center. It's been empty forever. Brand new strip center.
Strip club? What?
A strip center, not clubs.
I thought you
were... That's on Lawrence.
I thought maybe you frequent another center.
No. And that's not a strip club either. They still wear a little something.
Well, too bad. Too bad.
You want to go to the other ones? Leave it alone.
I'm older than Google, my friend. I'm sorry.
I'm older than Google. There's a song title right there.
Oh, what happened?
No, keep talking about strip clubs. Boss Man's going to show up.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe that's where he's coming from.
Was he at Scores? Scores got the latest hours. Or the Golden Room. The Golden Room, you can have a real golden time.
Do you want to plug your phone number or web page? How can I call you to write me a song or
collaborate
come
with
play?
You. Yeah.
Yeah, you can email me. I'll start with email.
Okay.
And my email is Delisi, which is my last name, Delisi.Steven with a V at gmail.com.
Spell that, please, because some of us, you know, are not good spellers.
D-E-L-I-S-I, period, Steven with a V at gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can also find me and reach me or communicate with me on Facebook via The Thin Cherries. The Thin Cherries, which is a band that I'm part of.
Hmm.
And you can send messages through there. And I also post news about my music there as well.
Now, was that band once called The Fat Cherries and they lost some weight?
No.
Dumb joke. I
so
know.
You got another song for us to play?
Vel will be sending me a text soon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What song
you're going to sing now?
It's called New Valentine.
This is a work in progress. Is this already done? It's a brand new song, huh?
It's a new song, relatively speaking, and it's recently recorded. It's not mixed yet.
So here it goes.
It's going to be a little challenge remembering everything. This is an infomercial for Prevagen, right?
I could join in if you like. I don't know anything, but I could just, you know, string away.
Do what Elvis did. You only had three chords.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, baby.
All right, here we go. I'll give it a try.
I got time to say every little thing we did today. I want a new Valentine just to see if she'll stay mine.
Who inspired you? We're going to take a call in a second, but who inspired you to start writing songs the first time?
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
The Beatles, yeah.
And who inspired you to get back into the music business?
Ringo.
Ringo. Oh, I wish I could play drums like Ringo. So I have a lot of musical influences, but they seem to coalesce around kind of Brit pop. In the 90s when Blur came out, I was all about, I mean, I still love them.
Okay.
A great British band that really understood where they came from, their influences, like David Bowie and the Kinks, all that kind of British music, okay, pop music. That's where that's coming
Let's go
from.
To our caller. Nick, good morning.
I'm
How
right
are
here.
You?
I'm okay.
Yes, good morning. I think that man could have a career like Kenny Rankin. Some of you may recognize that name from years ago, but he was a musician who had a nice little career, just a good, solid niche following, you know what I mean? Just enough people. I tried once doing some music, too, and I sang Elvis Presley, so I'll just sing like 2 seconds of it.
Oh,
you
please.
You ain't nothing but a groundhog. And they said, you mean hound dog, not groundhog. So, yeah, I'll get it right, I told him. Then that was the end of my career.
Hey, Nick, can you say you're nothing but a cicada or something? Because, you know, we're trying to get the cicada.
Yeah.
Guys, sing us a little cicada. Cicada song real quick.
Buggy eyes after 17 years on the ground, no sex. I got buggy eyes too. I don't know. It's been a while, man. Yeah.
Well, okay. Nick, thank you for being a listener. Have a great
weekend.
Nick.
And
have a good one.
Here. I love your show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Nick.
All right. Let's see. Any announcements, Nick?
It's flea and tick season. Getting ready to come into the season. Please make sure you take care of your animals.
I saw that collar around your neck. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where you get that?
Me and Lucy, we got a match.
Ah.
Or Lucy and I.
Steve, anything you want to say? Reach out to anybody? Any birthdays or anything?
Let's see. I'd like to reach out to my friend Kirsten in Edinburgh, Scotland, and say hi to her. I miss her a lot. I'm going to send her the link to the archive of the show.
Right. We'll send you that.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate being here.
Okay. Laughing Yaya. Hope you're feeling better. My Aunt Joanne. And next week we got Mayor Patel and his son, Giselle. I hope I said that right. So we're going to have the mayor of Lincolnwood here with his son.
Oh.
Okay. Cool. So let's go right into that song and end the show. We love you all. Yeah. Bobby, hurry back.
Nice to meet Sally. Hope to meet you soon, Sally.
Cicada Sally.
Cicada Sally.
Cicada Sally.
That's your first name, Cicada, last name Sally.
Yeah, that's a lot to roll off the tongue. Cicada Sally.
You're too young, but Dirty Sally used to be a show on TV. Dirty Sally. Dirty. It was a clean show.
Well, let's not go there.
We love you.
Glasses on, I'll find a way to know what's going on. Follow you right here, I'll stay in place till we find a way next year. Slow, close my eyes until it's time to go.